Okay, we're back on streaming. The National Finance Committee is now out of executive session and is called back to order in public session. And the next item on the agenda is a discussion of work plan for the committee. And Lonnie had, I'll tell you, the agenda came from Lonnie's suggestions. So, and not being a member of the committee last year, I'm not quite clear on some of the things that were going on.
Chair, can I comment?
That'd be great. Who is that?
This is Jane.
Jane.
I'm looking through our files. We had a work plan that was discussed at some length last January and February, and I cannot find a copy of it right now. So I think it might make sense for us to track that down. Lonnie, are you on yet?
Just got here.
Okay. We were the next item on the agenda is the discussion of work plan for the committee, and I was just mentioning to Mike and others who weren't here last year that we spent a couple of sessions hammering out a work plan, which I don't think we followed the rest of the year. But many of us on the committee felt pretty strong about it. But I'm not able to find it right now. Do you happen to have a draft work plan that you've got at your...
Lonnie, do you have the old work plan?
I have the two documents. I have a January 26, 28 Finance Committee report. In it, it did have that reference to some items. I can send that along at some point.
That would be great.
Yes.
Because it might be nice to know what was and what was not completed last year and what may still be pending.
Actually, you say it was January 28th?
Yeah, 26/28/2007.
Okay, I can find that.
And that was projects and goals for the next 9 months. I do have that before me.
Okay.
The other thing that I did want to send along to the committee is board motions that related to finance from the period 2004 to 2007. That has all of the board motions related to finance in one spot. I can send that along as well.
Well, how about this as an idea? I think it would be since we haven't looked at the old plan and there have been some ideas that flew out in executive session and may fly out right now. How about we take the old plan, and I take the ideas I heard along with perhaps what Jane might have written down from the
Hello.
Executive session.
Here
hopefully, that's Rob. Welcome, Rob.
Yeah.
And collect those ideas into some sort of draft work plan for you all to review, so you'd have something to work from at the next meeting, as opposed to trying to come up with one real quick on the QT right here.
Yes.
Does that sound like an idea that works for
yes.
everybody? And perhaps in that regard, if somebody came up with an idea that they wanted to include in the work plan for this year of something of great priority that they don't think of in the next 10 minutes, they could email me and I'll incorporate that into a proposed plan and we'll put that on the agenda for adoption, editing, review, whatever, at the next meeting. Does that sound like a good idea? Any objections to that? Hearing none, then that's what we'll do.
Could you begin with the... Could you motivate that again?
The way I understood it was that prior to the next meeting, you will be sending out last year's work plan, which we will get to you, and then you're going to add to that items that you culled from the executive session and any others that pop up during
today.
Tonight's session.
And yes, or that may be emailed.
Or that will be anybody can email, and that will be a starting point for this on a next agenda?
Yes, that's exactly.
Chair, in other words, we can provide input on revenue or expenditure side issues?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That way everybody can put some thought into this,
right.
And if you can email it to me within the next 7 to 10 days, I'll collate everything and distribute it to the committee before the next meeting.
Well, I think that's a great suggestion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, that is, who's that?
Alberto.
Alberto.
Just a quick one. Do you think, I heard Mr. Hicks suggest that he would also might go ahead if we desire to send us a list of all of those resolutions from 2000 and whatever to 2000 and whatever. Do we need to get that stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Do you think we could, I mean, you know, I just don't want to muddle myself more than I'm already muddled, and adding a whole bunch of stuff that might not help us move along. But, you know, I think we can.
How about I do this, Alberto? How about Lonnie send it to me, and I will convert it into one single PDF file. So you can open it when you want. If you want to look at it, fine. If you don't want to look at it, you don't have to open it until you're ready.
Perfect.
And that way it's there as a resource for you.
Well,
How's the question?
Do the rest of the members want that?
Well,
not
I think having
me,
some sort
of
institutional knowledge
Summer,
of what
I'd
the
like,
past finance committees have
yeah.
been doing is not a bad idea.
Okay.
I'd like to have a copy of all
okay.
that personally.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course.
All right. So that about wraps it up for the proposal for how we approach the work plan. The next thing on the agenda is readoption of committee work procedures and rules. And I don't even know what those are, to be honest with you. Lonnie or anybody who served on the committee last year?
Yeah, that would
that
be
on
what
the
I was.
Agenda.
Well, that would be what I'd send along because it is the motions passed by the Finance Committee.
Okay, so that's the motions. All right, so that's already covered, and we're going to collate that into one single
Perfect.
PDF file, and I'll get it out to everybody if Lonnie will get it to me.
Absolutely.
Okay, WBI work group and WBA update. I chimed that down to 2 minutes. That may be a little light. So we may need to spend a little more time on that. And it's only because of my ignorance on the issues that I did that. So 2 minutes may be a little small, but Lonnie, you want to address that issue?
Yeah, it might be a 5 or 10 minute item.
Okay. Any objection to allotting 10 minutes for this discussion?
No.
Hearing none, let's move forward. Lonnie?
Baruti can join in. Baruti's on that work group. Last year's Finance Committee formed a special working group to look at the WBAI situation. And that group is presently composed of the interim executive director, John Kriegler, who is our FCC attorney. And the reason he's on the group, because some of the fines that WBI may be facing that are pending, having his input would be valuable. He's already moved on some of the recommendations and done some training at WBI around FCC regs. But we still have two pending cases for violations of FCC. Regulations that are out there. The reasons they're important financially is that sometimes the fines can be $5,000, $10,000, up to $300,000. So we're keeping a good look, close look on it. The other members of that group include myself, Phil Asageta, who is our National Office of Fund Development person who works on special projects. And we have Baruti, who is the treasurer of WBAI. LSB, the new general manager at WBI, Anthony Riddle. And we have also a consultant who has been on calls with us, who we are looking at, her organization, to do what we've described as an organizational audit of WBAI. There is a document called the WBAI Recovery Plan. For those of you that need to have a look at it, we can send that along. It's a analyzation of the financial issues at the station and the drivers and some proposals for resolving the situation. LaVarne, who is former chair of finance, is still on the group working with us, and we have added two staff people from the station itself who come on the calls. The next call is this Thursday, I believe, and we've been meeting now for a little over a month, and we're at a where we're looking at how best to utilize scarce dollars at the station. We identified a couple hundred thousand dollars that was more or less found dollars. And the critical decision about how to utilize those monies, and we have about six or seven options we're looking at the present time about how to use it. That group has to report back to this committee before it makes decisions. And at some point we'll have to do that once some concrete recommendations are going to be put forward. And we're at a point to put those forward. And I would say in the next week and a half or 2 weeks, how best to invest those scarce dollars, whether it be a fund development person, whether it will be in the area of increasing the fulfillment department there so that they can retrieve dollars from the mail-out and premium operation at the station. And there are three or four other ways in which we're discussing those funds can be used. Baruti, anything...
I just wanted to add that we also have
Bernard White, the program director, is also part of that, because that was one of the areas of the focus of the working group was programming. And that, in terms of participants, that's all I wanted to add. And just to indicate, I think in terms of having, I guess that the whole audit idea arose out of a suggestion for having an operational audit performed on the station. As Lonnie indicated, we do have a consultant that came in and made a presentation. It wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but, you know, we're still talking. We're also looking for at least one other potential bidder, for lack of a better word, for these, for the services that we look. But it looks like in that area, since we have a new GM coming in, that might not be something we're going to push ahead. My thinking, I mean, this hasn't been discussed fully in the group, would be to give the new GM an opportunity to kind of get the lay of the land, instead of having a consultant running around the station at the same time he's trying to find out what's going on. Maybe we would defer that decision for about 30 days until he gets a handle on the situation, and then we could potentially move forward with that.
Lonnie and Barudi, is there, in the context of this work plan, is there something in writing yet for anybody to review?
There is the WBAI recovery plan. Is a document in writing looking at financial issues and how to get move the station out of that building, which is an albatross. And that is a, 15-20-page document. The working group has not yet produced the document and recommendations, but as I said, I think we're at a point where we can put that forward in the next week and a half to 2 weeks.
If you're in the position to put that forward within the next week to 2 weeks, would it be appropriate then to, from our perspective on national finance, to ask you to get that done so that we can present and produce the report for the next National Finance Committee meeting for consideration and review?
Yeah. The Barudi, what do you think? I think so. We can just at least give people a sense of the options, choices, and recommendations that we see.
Yeah, I think we can do that more, sort of maybe not a final set of recommendations, but at least what's under consideration and what our thoughts are at this point in time. As I indicated, the new GM has not been at the station on a full-time basis yet. I don't think that takes effect until March 1st. So I would really want to give him an opportunity to, you know, have more input in terms of what the working group is going to propose to the National Finance Committee. So, but at least we could kind of give at least a written status report.
How about a written status report in draft form, with the understanding that it's not final form, for preliminary review by the National Finance Committee at the next meeting?
Perfect. Okay, I think that sounds
good. Are there any objections to that approach?
Nah.
Okay, hearing none,
Bob Letterer.
Bob, yes?
Yeah, it's not really an objection. I just want to encourage the working group to give the new general manager some opportunity to kind of assess things and look at the situation so that the report might at least reflect some preliminary thinking that he might have. So, you know, I think that could be done in time for the next meeting, which we haven't set the date of yet, but not necessarily within 1 to 2 weeks from today.
Okay, I think that's a good point, Bob. So, I mean, to the extent, Barudi and Lonnie, that you all can involve the new GM in this preliminary, you know, discussion paper, I think you need to try to do that as reasonably practical.
This is Rob. May I make a suggestion?
Yes, Rob.
Why don't we simply ask Anthony to provide, you know, the Finance Committee with some suggestions on how to improve the revenue-generating capacity of WBAI? Why don't we ask him directly to tell us about the things that we think we need to hear about from WBAI?
Well, could the working group kind of facilitate
that? Is
that
a bad thing to say?
No. I was just, could the working group kind of facilitate that discussion since they're already, you know, in that
working
dynamic?
They're working.
Yeah.
This is Grace Aaron. Can I
Grace.
Make a comment?
Yes.
Okay. It seems to me, I grew up in New York City. I've been in L.A. since 1975, but I still have a family there, and I go back from time to time. New York, the New York metropolitan area is one of the largest media centers of the world. Our arbitrons have decreased, I believe, at WBAI, and listenership has decreased, I assume, somewhat, as well as revenue. It seems to me that that's a prime media market, and there should be a plan to, it might be easier to just simply increase revenue by somehow improving advertising, outreach, and programming, and that might be the simplest way to eliminate the shortfalls and increase income, rather than trying to lower the expenses in a downtrending station that should not be downtrending in that media market. Is there any plan to improve the listenership and the income?
Well, yes. Can I speak, Sue? Can I say something on that issue?
Go for it.
Okay. In our budget, we have included funding to, or increased funding with them from what was originally proposed in our proposed budget, let me put it that way, to do more outreach, to do the to get our folio going again. So there are some items out there, but just our interim general manager, none of those things have been implemented at this point. So with a new permanent person in place, I think the funds that we've kind of set aside that really haven't been utilized will begin to be utilized. So because I do agree that one of the things is that it's you're sort of in a you can't budget for items like advertising and outreach when your revenue is so tight. So we're kind of caught in a catch 22. But we have put some money in the budget to do those kind of thing. So that is something that we're definitely looking at. And the working group is also looking at hearing from the program director in terms of what's happening in the way of programming.
Mr. Chair,
Grace was still had the floor and then Rob.
Can I ask just a quick follow-up question?
Go for it.
Of something that may not be true. I had heard from somebody that Gary Null was generating $1 million in income for WBAI. I know that there's some difficulty. He was removed from the air. Is that true, that was the income that he was raising for the station? I know that he did some fundraising in the KPFK, the last fund drive, the fall fund drive at KPFK, and his small amount of pitching generated a large amount of money for KPFK in that fund drive. So I know that he is capable of generating a lot of money, even though he may be a controversial figure for some. The first question is it true that he was generating $1 million in income for WBAI? And if that is the case, is there any way to get him back so that we don't lose that kind of income?
This is Bob. Can I give an answer?
Go for it, Bob.
Okay. Well, first of all, that figure is way, way, way off. From the data that I've studied, in the early 90s, Gary Null was making, a significant amount. I don't think it was ever anywhere near $1 million, but it was, in somewhere in the low 100,000s. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but by the time he had his last year on the air, his numbers had fallen off quite a lot. But the second, as to the second point, I really don't think this is the role of the Finance Committee, or for that matter, the role of any other committee on the board to talk about specific programming decisions of any sort, and in particular to talk about making programming decisions based on who's generating revenue. That seems to me to be contrary to our mission. So I would urge us not to pursue this line of discussion.
Rob,
sir?
Yeah, I think one of the problems that the Finance Committee has to come to grips with is the fact that we haven't had goals for audience for a long time. And we don't have objective measures for anything we do. So it's not simply whether or not Gary Null is bringing listeners in to WBAI. It's whether or not the shows that we have at KPFK could be augmented by doing other things. So I my concern is that we need to have goals for our audience and listenership, and members, and we have to also have standards for evaluating these things and measuring whether or not our audiences are reaching our the goals that we've set. Thank you.
Okay. I think that where we're at on this issue, because I think we need to close it out, is
okay.
That the working group is going to see if they could draft a preliminary report for the National Finance Committee at its next meeting.
Perfect.
Attempt to review with that preliminary report with the general manager at WBAI, and get his input, if possible and practical, and at least give us something to report back so we'll be a little bit better, on better footing when we actually get the final report as to what to expect and what action might need to be taken. Are there any objections to that approach?
No.
Chair, this is a point of order.
No.
Yes, Jane, you called a point of order.
I don't even know if it's really a point of order. It's something having to do with what we're doing here. The minutes from January, there's draft minutes from January that we haven't approved, and they included, I'm just looking at them online right now, and apparently there was a motion at the last meeting that said that the WBAI work group would be reporting in writing semi-month. Let me find that again. I just want to...
Well, let's move the... I want to move the meeting along. We'll get to the minutes, and maybe we can... nobody has them. I haven't looked at the minutes, so
okay.
I guess I need to make sure they're distributed to everybody. I know we can get them off that site, but I haven't done that.
No, I just realized that the same thing was discussed at the last meeting.
Okay. Well, and that's it. In the true Pacifica spirit.
Thank you.
This is Bob. Can I just ask one question?
Yes, Bob.
I guess of Lonnie. Did I hear you say that a member who's no longer on the board is she going to... She's not going to continue on the WBI working group, is she?
She didn't attend the last meeting, Bob.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
She did not attend the last meeting.
Are we talking about LaVarne here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a decision that the group will have to make.
Okay, well, we can take that up. I don't know that we need to take that up right now, but...
In the working group.
The working group. And we might figure out what LaVarne's desires are before we have that discussion, so I might give her an email and check that out for you, Bob, and let you know.
Okay.
Okay, so with that understanding, and hopefully, Jane, you got that, but we're going to have a preliminary report in writing at the next National Finance Committee with input from the general manager on the WBA work group. Let's move on to the next subject. The next subject on the agenda is discussion of newly adopted financial policies and procedure manual. The PNB adopted the financial policy and procedures manual that this committee was working on last year at the last meeting in Newark. Lonnie, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, just by way of background, the financial policies and procedures manual is a document we've been kicking around for 3 or 4 years. I first did a draft in 2003. And then every year we sort of update it. It is a document that outlines how finances are handled at each station in the national office. Who signs checks, who doesn't sign checks, how cash is handled. It's an accounting manual, basically. The board at its last meeting did pass the document. It provides a way in which LSB members can be make themselves aware of what the rules and guidelines are for finances at a station. And it's in writing. It was written with input from all the general managers, the business managers, the finance committee, the audit committee, and the auditor. So a lot of people contributed to it. Point I would make, though, is that the Policies and Procedures Manual is a product of the Audit Committee. We on Finance did participate, but it is essentially a document designed to help the Audit Committee do its work. So,
it might be helpful, though, and I think I'll do this, is I've got a copy of it. I will PDF it to make sure all the treasurers have it. I know that national board members have it, but I'll PDF it and distribute it to everybody again so everybody has a copy of it.
This is Summer from KVFK.
Summer.
Okay, yes. At our local finance committee meeting last week, we were going over the policies and procedure manual, and something which seemed troubling to everyone on our committee, at least, was in the introduction under revenue and receipts, the second sentence, donations, major donations, corporate matches, and major requests are also counted as listener support / donations by our auditors and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We're troubled by that sentence because at this point we're essentially taxed by for central services on listener-generated listener support, and none of those other categories fall into that, so we're concerned that we may essentially be open to a backdoor tax, which would further deplete our revenue at the local station and really put us into the red if it were interpreted that way. So we'd like clarification on that and or deletion of that sentence, because at this time we are not taxed by central services on all those things, and that would be almost a $200,000 a year loss for our station. So it's very problematic the way it is worded, because it's unclear and you could drive a truck through it, and if that happens we really won't be able to make our payroll.
Well, let's distribute it.
Thank you.
That's a valid observation. It may justify further investigation, and if you want to bring up a motion at a future meeting with regard to that, that the Finance Committee can take up and then send to PNB. PNB's adopted this, so this is what we have to follow for now. It does remind me, however, of another motion that the PNB passed, and again, I say this for the benefit of the treasurers, because I think the treasurers have this mandate, and that is that the PNB passed unanimously a motion that in each signal area, the Finance Committees locally are responsible for meeting with the general manager and business manager, or whoever is best suited for this, and reviewing the financial policies and procedures with management to determine the degree and level of compliance with those policies and procedures. And so we put a 60-day fuse on that. I don't know how practical the 60 days is, considering that some LSBs didn't meet for maybe a month after the PNB. But to the treasurers, that is a motion that was passed by the PNB. I'm going to make sure we follow up on it, so make sure from your finance committee locally that you are setting up a meeting with management to review the policies and procedures with your station and determine what level of compliance, and be prepared to report back to this committee about the level of compliance.
If I may speak briefly again, obviously we'll do that, but we don't have a general manager right now.
Well, whoever you meet with, I mean, you know, you got a business manager, general manager, whoever's in charge.
We have a business manager, but I mean, it depends on how that is worded. It would be a vast departure from current policy without really stating it clearly. And we just want to be, clear that we're not suddenly being taxed at a much, much higher rate without it being clear. And obviously, I mean, that would affect all of the stations if that were a change in policy.
Certainly in the context of your concern, that's something we can put on our plan to address, but this is just to make sure that the entire policies and procedures, that there is a good level of compliance at the signal, at each signal area.
Can I get on a stack too, please?
Who was that? Baruti?
Baruti, yeah.
Go ahead. Was there somebody else who wanted to talk?
Oh, I just had a point of information.
Okay, Baruti and then Lonnie.
Just thinking that just thinking of the size of the manual, I think that's going to be a sizable level of responsibility to assess the level of compliance with the manual. That really would almost require an audit of our fiscal operations. We may not have the time now, but I think maybe if we could all get a chance to go through the manual once and then kind of come back and talk about what we think is going to be involved in terms of making sure that we're in compliance with that PNB motion. But I mean, for us to go in and do an assessment of what our station's level of compliance is with that manual, it sounds like a lot of work.
Well, it may be, and you may need some more time on it. And I think that is something that everybody's willing to work with you on. But the idea here, and so, Baruti, that you understand the context of the motion. The motion was made directly after our audit report, which identified, some serious issues, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're attempting to accomplish here is we want our LSBs to be involved in this issue, and it goes to the heart of our fiduciary duty as directors and board members to make sure that our management is following soundly financial policies and procedures. Mm-hmm. However you guys want to try to implement that on a local level is really for the wisdom of your local finance committee. But take a shot at it, and if you have a problem with it, then we can talk about it at the next meeting.
Okay.
Lonnie.
Point of information, maybe, Mr. Chair, we might just take a moment at a future meeting to familiarize ourselves with the content of it so that we won't have, you know, misinterpretations of the intent.
Put that on the agenda, I think, is a very good idea. We might merge those two issues and kind of make it an agenda item and kind of get a feel. Baruti, after you've looked at it and maybe had a local finance committee meeting, for example, if you see some real pitfalls or obstacles or some misunderstandings, we might hash that out at the next meeting. So I think it's a good point. We ought to put it on the agenda if there's no objection.
Yeah, because I think that some of that is not going to be any radical departures from past practice, and the manual was not intended to do that. It was trying to codify what we were doing so everybody would be able to work with some fairly uniform practices. But familiarization with the manual, major points, and some, you know, maybe by exception we can look at it, items that aren't clear, as some are suggesting, and then be able to be real focused in our review of that document.
Okay, anything else on this point?
This is Bob Letter.
Bob, yes.
For people who are just looking at this for the first time, I'm wondering if somebody who was involved in formulating this could just create kind of a Cliff Notes version, as not that we're not going to read the whole document, but when we're going through it, since it is so long at the local level, it seems like we need to flag those areas that are the most potentially problematic and those that prompted your motion, Mike, at the PNB, rather than kind of, you know, looking at every clause co-equally to see that every detail is being complied with, but look at the big areas that, you know, that either haven't been complied with in some stations in the past or that have the most potential for problems in the future.
Lonnie, would you have the ability to do that kind of a abbreviated analysis of the highlights?
Yeah, I would love to do it, but I wouldn't want to work committed to writing at this point. I'd love to go over it with us and then see where, and then focus in on those things that remain problematic after the first pass.
Is that all right with you, Bob, if we give that a shot?
Well, that's fine, but it just then leaves the LSBs without any guidance when
Mr. Chairman,
we first start going
I would
going
be happy
through.
To do it, Bob, after we go through first pass so we can be clear about which one of those things are problematic, then I'd be happy to write up something.
Mr. Chairman?
Alberto.
This is Summer again after Alberto, please.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out that I have not had an opportunity. I have not gotten my PDF file, and I will be getting it eventually, and we are scheduled at KPFT to begin that process. But basically, and I might be wrong, but I don't think so. The financial policies and procedures are an integral part of the operations of an organization, and they are written, and they have been discussed and approved, obviously, before some of us got here. And I do know that, for example, within our situation, we've noticed some deficiencies at our station that are financial procedures in form, and we know for a fact that we're going to be taking our deficiencies that have been identified, and those are the first that we're going to make sure that we clear those off our table. And whatever else needs to be reviewed or implemented at our radio station with the business manager and the general manager is a process that is many times painful, but we cannot have those kinds of audits that point out that we're short in many instances, some stations shorter than others, and that we're here to beef up the total operation so that we can get into those better situations where we can go and ask for money from other sources. And I know it's painful, and I know it's work, and I think that at least on my end, sitting here, that is the reason why I volunteered to be on the LSB, and that is the reason why I accepted to be you know, to be the treasurer of the KPFT local station board, because I'm here to do some work and to make sure that we implement those very important financial procedures. And I understand, I have not read them, and there might be some deficiencies, but it's going to be up to the to the national board to change those policies and procedures. And that's where I'm at on this. And you know, I can, you know, I can hedge and hoofha and say this, that, and the other about them, but we have to have some standard practices as far as those that document is concerned. In too many nonprofit organizations, the financial policies and procedures is the most important document next to the bylaws. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thanks, Alberto. Summer?
Sorry,
are you there?
Figuring out how to get the phone working, sorry. yes, I guess a couple of quick things, and then I'll be done on this subject. I think the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual, yes, it is equivalent essentially to someone on the Finance Committee like the Treasurer taking the responsibility of essentially conducting a mini internal audit, because that's basically, we're supposed to verify that all of these things are happening at the local level, and those type of things are audit-related type things. So I do think it'll be a little in-depth for, you know, each of us to take that responsibility and make sure that these things are happening appropriately at our local level. So I think, you know, the Cliff's Notes version is a nice idea, but you can only shorten this by so much because, frankly, it's just a lot of complicated work. And there are things, you know, I'm still going over our current financial reports because it appeared to me by looking at one of them as if we were being double-billed for our free speech radio news service because we're paying for it in one place and it says it's coming from Central Services. And now I'm going to go look and see if Central Services is remitting the payment. So there are lots of little, you know, picky details that in order to comply with this, we're going to have to, you know, break down to every level, which brings me to one other thing, which this may not be the appropriate place to discuss it, so I'm just going to bring it up that it's a concern of ours at the local level, which is our CPB funding for FSRN, for Free Speech Radio News, that currently it goes to the national, and they're able to book it on their books and retain the money to pay FSRN and distribute the money to us, our portion of it, at any time during the year that they see fit. And this apparently has been problematic for certain stations that don't receive a portion of the CPB grant at the beginning of the funding period but receive it at the end. So I don't know if this is the place to bring it up, but it is a concern of ours that came up at our local meeting. So if it's new business, then I guess I'll bring it up in a few minutes. But since we're discussing the financial policies and procedures and this all goes back to, you know, what the national is doing with us, it's a concern of ours at the local level. So.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto.
I take it. I would like to also add to that point at an appropriate time, because we've discussed the same situation with us, although it's a little different. But I want to go back to the personnel, to the financial policies and procedures. Am I to? Unfortunately, again, I have not looked at them. I haven't gotten them yet, but I will, you know. But I take that financial policies and procedures apply to the whole of the organization. I mean, it is not, you know, it applies to the whole corporate structure. Am I correct, sir?
Yes. I don't think there's
that means that the same policies and procedures that apply to our station or to K or to A or to I also apply to the national office. Am I correct?
Yes.
Good. So that means that everybody is included in this document.
Yes.
That means that maybe some of our problems, hopefully, that we're having locally might be resolved by this document, which means from my chair that we should be looking at it not only as it applies to us, but as it also applies to Berkeley?
I'll put that down on our work plan.
Because, it goes all the way from top to bottom, and I think it applies to everybody, not only to the local stations, and I think we should focus also at Central Services or however the national office is called.
Lonnie, I don't think you'd have a problem with that, would you?
No, I'd be happy to go over that detail with you.
Yeah. Okay. Have we beat this horse to death? I think we have a plan of action on it. Why don't we move on to the... we're way over time on that, by the way. But I think we have an idea. I'm going to circulate the financial policies procedure manual in PDF format so that everybody has it, and we can take the discussion from that point forward with some of the items that were already raised by some of the members. Next thing on the agenda is unfinished business, and not having a clue what that is, I'll have to defer to old members if there's something that is pressing that has not been addressed at this point. Anything out there?
I think that we sort of covered it when we were looking at previous items in the work plan from the last finance committee.
Okay.
Some of those unfinished items are in that compilation of documents that we covered.
Okay, and we're going to get that out and make that part of a more cohesive agenda item for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to new business. When I made this agenda, the next thing up was a resolution that I saw Terry emailed me, and I thought he was on the finance committee, so I put it on the agenda, and I actually don't have a copy of it, and if nobody's willing to move it at this point, he said it was something that was for his LSB, and I may have misunderstood. So, you know, I don't know if that's an issue that we want to address.
It was
a
resolution. I think it's actually related to the policies and procedures manual. I don't
okay.
have it in front of me either, but I think that I can look that over. Well,
let me ask this, since Terry's not actually on the National Finance Committee, if somebody would, I'll try to track down a copy of it, and if a member wants to move it as new business to the next meeting.
This is Summer. I have a copy of it, but not in front of me, so if we want to take it up at the next meeting, I'll take responsibility for
okay,
that
or at least email it to me, Summer, and
okay.
and then I can get it circulated to everybody.
Okay, I thought he had emailed it to everyone on the committee, but I know he emailed a copy to me, so I'll get one
okay.
to you.
Mike?
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, actually, when I saw that in the draft agenda, I emailed him and asked him to send it to the committee, and he did so yesterday.
Okay.
On the listserv.
Which one was it, Bob? Do you remember? Membership one or the...
It was the email that says, Ray, National Finance Committee Agenda, February 26th, yesterday at 4:44 a.m.
Let's see.
I had a first draft of that sometime back.
Right.
Well, we seem
fourth,
to be kind of floundering on having a draft, so why don't I try to nail down a current draft, and we'll get it on the agenda, assuming somebody wants to move it on the agenda for the next meeting, since there's some confusion as to whether we have a draft right now to look at.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay with everybody?
Okay. Let's
okay.
move on.
Lonnie, you had put on new business identification of critical financial documents for new committee members, and I think you've already addressed that as something we're going to compile and put out. Is that right?
Well, I did want to identify some of the documents.
Okay, go for it.
Well, just wanted to mention two or three things in terms of, you know, financial documents that you will be looking to review at every, more or less at every finance committee meeting. There is the income statement. And some of you may have received it at the board meetings, but they come out monthly. And there is one for December, and I have January, actually. And there is a primer on how to read the income statements that was in the board packet that was sent to board members. And it goes over the content of that income statement. And it's it gives you a sort of roadmap of what of three or four separate reports are in that income statement. And there's a CFO report, which tries to shorten up the reading time. And so people that don't want to go into detail can get quick summaries that I provide in small charts in the CFO report. I'm happy not to produce all this paper, by the way, and I would welcome suggestions to reduce the amount of reading time that finance committee members may want to look at. So.
Well, I have a couple of questions about this administratively, Lonnie. Obviously, in order to do our work and carry out our charge, we've got to read your, the draft budgets and the draft financial and income statements that are occurring for 2008 and what may be proposed for 2009. And I think you have to give us those kinds of documents in order for us to do our job, right?
Yeah. The issue is the amount of detail. The last finance committee really wanted a lot of detail. And I'm saying I'm happy to produce it, but I've heard complaints that it's too much detail as well. So I just want to be sure that folks on the committee are comfortable with the amount of detail that we are currently providing, or if they want to make changes. Either way, I'm happy to do it.
Well, this is summer. I always want a lot of detail, so please count me in on the full reports.
Full reports. So I'll do
Thank
that
you.
If there's no objection. I'll continue the
No objection.
Report.
Let's go with full reports, unless they're too burdensome, and we'll figure that out in the first the next meeting or two.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Albert.
Can I get a quick one from Lonnie? Your last report that went out, how many pages do you calculate were in your report?
I had a CFO report and an income statement, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, but how many pages do you think were in there?
Well, the income statement for all the stations comes up at about 30 pages.
Okay.
And the CFO report comes in usually at about 8 pages.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I have a request. I don't know if it's possible or not, Mr. Chairman, but I would kindly and with due respect request that those particular documents be sent to me through the mail rather than through a computer.
Lonnie, there's actually a unique aspect to that request in that Alberto is...
Mr. Yeah? Chairman, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
No.
Oh, I see what you're
just
saying.
Just leave it
Never
like
mind.
That. Leave it like
Any,
that.
Okay, I got you. Kalani, can you do that for Alberto? And I'll help facilitate it to the extent necessary.
Yeah, I just need a mailing address, that kind of thing.
I'll get that for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciate your discretion.
You bet, Alberto. I think the other issue I have, Lonnie, is time. What in the last year's committee, how much lead time did you give the committee before you got those reports out? I mean, I know you're busy and you got a lot of balls to juggle, but the committee also needs to have time to digest what you send out before the next committee meeting. What was your time sequence last year?
Well, here's the schedule of the income statements and reports. That the stations finish their input around the 20th or the 25th of the month, but they've got all the bills from the previous month by that time. And I produce the documents, which I send out around the 5th of the following month. So I am ready with those income statements and the CFO report to be sent out by the 5th of each month. And if we could schedule finance committees around, you know, sometime after that, say the 10th, where I send them out on the 5th and people have 5 days to look them over, I'll be happy to keep to that schedule.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
what day is today? What's the date, 22nd?
Today's the 26th.
Perfect. If he can get them on the mail by the 5th or the 6th, and we have our meeting scheduled later on, it'll give people more than 5 days to review those documents. Maybe a few more days will help, especially when everybody's got to work or something.
We're bumping up to the next agenda item that Bob added to the agenda, and if there's no other items listed, we've already discussed the distribution of financial motions previously passed, so we'll move on. Yes, Jane?
We should have had scheduling of next meeting.
Bob added that to the agenda. You may have missed that, but it's on the agenda. He added that up front.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto.
Before we leave the new business, I would like to remind you that our colleague from KPFK brought that issue about the CPB grants, and do we want to address them right now, or do we
want to... Well, I think that I was listening to Summer carefully, and what I was going to suggest is that's a pretty meaty issue, and I was going to throw that into the list of project and goal summary discussion that I was going to circulate if there's no objection from Summer on that.
Because as you're well aware, at our station we brought a similar issue to the front burner. So I would like to have some.
You guys want to discuss it now or put it
today,
in the...
but later.
Okay.
Not necessarily today, but we need to talk about that.
Okay. Well, I've got that, and I'll probably solicit individual emails from both you and Summer to further.
Yeah,
you know,
this is Summer.
Explain.
I'd be happy if we made it an agenda item for the next meeting.
Okay.
It's a discussion item.
I'll follow
Not
with
problem.
Her.
Okay.
I would add that I did do in my last CFO report, which I can send out to you folks, a report on CPB monies, how they're handled, and what some of the issues are. It will be helpful for that discussion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. All right. That takes us to our last item, and that is setting the next meeting date. which Bob so fortuitously reminded me that we had left off the agenda. We need to identify the what a good meeting time is in relation to Lonnie's last answer about when he can timely get us financial report based upon the information as it comes to him from the signal areas. Any suggestions?
I finish on the 5th, March 5th. I'll be sending it out on the 5th.
Why don't we meet 4 weeks from now, or the four weeks from now, if as a possible suggestion?
You mean something like
the fourth Wednesday is to the Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday, maybe?
That would be like the 25th of March or the 18th.
Yeah, sometime 18th. Around there.
26th.
The only observation I would make about that idea is that by the time Lonnie is reporting on what's been given to him and disseminated to us, he is bumping up to the next reporting period with his managers, and so we're basically a month behind on the information that we're getting.
Let's go up a few Tuesdays before. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out for discussion.
We can meet the second Tuesday of the month, or the which would be something like the 11th, if we're talking about March, or the third Tuesday, which is the 18th.
Yeah.
Grace Aaron, I think the 11th is good for me.
Okay.
On LSBs and when they meet.
This is Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the kpftx.org Pacifica calendar, and the 11th is already a meeting of the PNB Personnel Committee.
Oh. Okay.
And I would really object to anything between on the week of the 17th to the 23rd. That would really be bad for me. So either the previous week, you know, if not the 11th, maybe the 13th, or the following week, you know. So
March 13th or March 20th, if we jump to Thursdays, Bob, are you looking at the website? What do Thursdays look like?
I can't do anything from the 17th till the 23rd.
Híjole.
Okay.
Is that a problem for everybody that week, or just a problem
with
summer? Because, I mean, we're not all going to make every meeting.
Of course. What about the 13th? Does anyone else have a problem with March?
Well, it's my birthday, and my wife will give me unmitigated hell.
Happy birthday.
She's not going to understand that I'm in some National Finance Committee meeting instead of home with the kids on the
Thank
on
you,
the
sir.
But I mean, I'm willing to make the
you.
Sacrifice if that's the only day.
No.
And we don't like doing it 4 weeks from now because that's going into Lonnie's next reporting period.
Well, my only point, and I don't know that it's that big a deal, my only point is that Lonnie is reporting on the previous month while he's working on the next month, and it may be a little bit too much of a mix. So, I mean, I think the earlier we get to Lonnie's reporting from the previous cycle, it's probably a little better.
What about Monday the 10th? Oh, I've got the General Manager Search Committee on the 10th.
You know.
Again, we're not going to find a date that everybody can make. And that's just the reality of it. Unless there's a standing committee that's meeting, that we have to avoid, like Bob pointed out, for purposes of the 11th.
We're in Houston. General managers were in Houston on the 9th, the 10th, or the 11th.
Okay.
Of what?
Well,
of
I mean,
what?
We couldn't meet
month?
On, if you're in Houston on general managers 9th, 10th, and 11th, we couldn't meet any three of those days anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What month is that?
March.
What month?
March. We're talking about March?
Or April.
Or April. March. What are you talking about? Lonnie, were you talking about March or April?
I'm talking March. We're the PDs, the general managers, and the... We're talking program in Houston, 10th through the 11th.
If you're coming to Houston on those 3 days, then I'm going to steal some of your time. I'll take you to dinner. I'll take you to lunch. One of those two. Okay. All right. I know this is terrible for summer, but it looks like the week of the 17th is probably summer. You just may have to miss that meeting, and we'll hold your CPB item for you. But the week of the 17th may be the only workable one for this next month. What about the 18th?
It's Good Friday, so I don't know if that's other people.
But that's the 21st, right?
Yeah, 18th is a Tuesday.
Well, I don't hear any, other than summers, and with all deference, there's, it sounds like the previous week is just not workable. So why don't we go with the 18th and Summer, if you can't make it, we will preserve your items of concern, and
okay.
I will personally report back to you on what we do on the committee so you know, so that you're in on the loop on some of these things early on. Now, this is a getting the feet wet meeting, no doubt, but things will get substantive rapidly from here on out.
Okay.
Is 7:30 a good time?
Yeah, central time.
Is that a good time for everybody, or do you want to...
8:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be 8:30 Eastern time for you folks on the East Coast, and I'm trying to get this thing done by 10 Central, which is 11 East Coast. But is that an acceptable time? Do you want to try earlier? That kind of steps on California to a certain degree. If we
no,
like...
no, no. 7:30 Central time is good.
Well, it's good for you and me, Alberto. I'm just checking with, just asking about the California. If we, for example, moved it to 7, would that be too unreasonable for California because you're still maybe in drive time, trying to get home, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're trying to get home at 4.
Okay. So we should stick with 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Is that time okay with everybody? Take
yeah.
it by your silence. That's
yeah.
a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And since I didn't hear any...
Are the phone numbers going to be the same?
Well, hopefully they will be, and I'll make sure to redistribute those, and I'll coordinate with Lonnie.
Okay.
Is it the 18th we're talking about now?
So the 18th at 8:30 Eastern time.
Okay.
That's going to be the next meeting. Any objection to that? Hearing none, the 18th it is. I don't have anything else on the agenda. Do I entertain a motion
there,
to dismiss at this time? Or is there...
I will make the motion on one condition.
Okay.
Can a list of us be sent to all of us?
I'll get a list out for everybody.
You know, of who's who and who's with where, like Bob and Rob and.
I'll get that done.
You know, all
not
of those,
problem.
All of us.
I'll get that done.
Perfect. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Any objection? It was a great first meeting. Looking forward to it for the rest of the year. Anytime you need something, email me. I'll try to facilitate anything. Thank you all very much. Thanks, Mike. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.